Today we're talking about the English ability of our people.
Ah, Ray, 你共享.
JR, we're doing this in English.
Oh, 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 oh. 呵，咱来讨论这个影片. Is that how you say it?
I don't think so.
Let's talk about that vid. All right, welcome to ICRT FM 100. And no, this is not Taiwanese class, which, by the way, our Taiwanese both sucks.
Yep.
咱的 Taiwan way.
Just stop. Just give up.
So we're here every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. The show is called Vid Talk here on ICRT FM 100. We're here to play some of the videos that are viral on the internet recently, and we teach you the English within them.
Uh-huh. So Vid Talk 就是 Video Talk. 每个礼拜呢，由观众票选出来的影片，我们会讨论里面的内容，然后并且教里面英文的用法。
Mm-hmm. So go to our website right now. It's voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio, and you'll know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And other than that, we do also issue a challenge every week. You can find it on our website. And we do ask you to vote for the videos that we're going to be talking about next week and next week and next week.
Yep, 所以呢，到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以呢回应我们的翻译挑战。我们每个礼拜因为都会教英文，所以呢我们每个礼拜呢都会给你们一个翻译挑战，使用你们刚刚学到的英文用法。那除此之外呢，你也可以决定我们下一集要讨论哪一个影片，投票来决定我跟 JR 要教你透过哪一个影片教你英文。
Alright, so the video for today, its title is Taiwanese People's English.
Right, and be more confident.
Yeah, that's true. They're talking about the Taiwanese people's English ability and asking us to be more confident, which is very nice, by the way. Thank you.
So this video is from a YouTube channel called Stop Kidding Studio. Now here, I want to give a major shout out to the YouTube creator, Johnny. I know him personally. He's a creator and the owner of this channel. He's a very great guy. I think the best thing about him, he's very persevering. He sticks to his dreams. And now he has this channel, Stop Kidding Studio. There's over like 300,000 subscribers. It's hugely
really?
Successful. And this is a video by him, so I want to give him a big shout out. So if you want to see more videos about like multicultural issues or just Taiwanese issues, you can go to his channels and check out his videos.
Wow.
So today in his video, he invited two, like you said, Americans. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about how they view Taiwanese when they are trying to speak in English.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, they think that Taiwanese people, they should be more confident.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think about that? Well, first of all, JR, what do you think of the general English ability of Taiwanese people?
In general, I think it's not that bad as people think.
Uh-huh.
'Cause a lot of Taiwanese think they have bad English. Now, there are people who speak bad English in every country, all around
the
world.
Yeah.
But on the average, I think Taiwanese, they're willing to speak up. They're not that afraid to talk in front of a foreigner, which is a plus, to that. Because when you're a foreigner to a new country, you're walking on the streets, you can't find your ways, you can't find your directions, you would want somebody to walk up to you and offer you some help, even though they don't speak your mother tongue well.
Yeah. I think I would say Taiwanese people have generally pretty good English abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost every person on the street, they can like manage to squeeze out a few English of words, or
even if it's just some vocabulary.
Right. Mm. Even without grammar, basically they still know how to form a certain meaning. That's
right.
What I think.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I also think that Taiwanese people, we have generally a pretty good standard when it comes to English ability. I have a lot of friends who are pretty proficient in English and they've never studied abroad before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people, as students, that's you know, being educated here in Taiwan, we have extensive English courses, and we place a great deal of stress on English education here in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think a lot of my friends and in general Taiwanese people, we have pretty good English abilities.
Mm.
What about you? Do you have friends that are kind of like proficient in English, or are they kind of afraid?
You know, actually, just last week and last week, I was at this summer camp in Zhengzhi University.
Okay.
And the summer camp was about English and multicultural.
Uh-huh.
So at first, the students were kind of afraid and shy to speak up. Mm-hmm. But in the end of my class, I asked them to do a presentation, and I found that a lot of them spoke good English.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't feel confident enough to speak up loud.
Huh.
Yeah. So I find that the case among a lot of Taiwanese people here in Taiwan. Uh-huh. They actually do know how to speak English to some extent. They uh-huh. just don't. They just don't think they're good enough to show it.
Yeah, I also have friends who are really worried about grammar when they speak as well. Like when, for example, if a foreigner comes up to you and he says, "Oh, how have you been recently?" Mm-hmm. And then they'd be thinking about the grammatical structures.
Yeah.
They'd be thinking about, "Oh, so how have you been?" So that's like the present perfect. So that's from within a period of time, from the past to now. So it's not about the right now. It's about this period of time. You know, when you're done thinking, he's gone to the bathroom, yeah. right? He's not even here to hear your response
and
anymore.
And you know, to be honest, like I've stayed in America for years already, but still, sometimes we mess up with our grammar. So, you know, as long as you can communicate,
I
think that's the main point. You need to communicate, be able to communicate with another.
That's right, Yeah, grammar, it's more... Like in writing, I would say grammar is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're going like speaking colloquially, mm-hmm. the most important thing is to just get your message across.
Right.
To make your point.
Yeah. So as I was just saying, if you're a foreigner in a new country, just imagine yourself, say, for if you were in New York,
uh-huh.
the Big Apple, yeah. and you were lost,
uh-huh.
and this foreigner walked up to you and he started to speak in Mandarin.
Uh-huh.
你想去哪里? Wouldn't you feel surprised?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel like, wow, they're very welcoming? So vice versa, here in Taiwan, if there's a foreigner on the streets and you walked up to him and you started to speak in his mother tongue, wouldn't he feel surprised and feel very welcoming?
I think that's the point in this video.
Yeah.
You wouldn't criticize a foreigner for his bad Chinese, right?
Mm.
I would feel rather impressed. Wow, you speak good Chinese.
Wow, yeah.
You are trying to communicate with me. That's the point. That's what's important here. You are trying to help me. You're trying to communicate with me. And not only that, you're trying to do it in my language.
Yeah.
That is kind of touching in a sense.
That is.
So instead of being afraid of screwing up, mm. making mistakes or being grammatically incorrect, that's not the point. That's
right.
not very important.
Right.
The point is, if you can communicate and connect with people,
mm-hmm.
that's what language is for,
right,
to connect
right.
people.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you compare ourselves to other East Asian countries,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually Taiwanese, I think they're around above the average, I would say.
Oh, you mean like Korean, Japanese?
I'm not naming names.
But I think that is true too, because for Japanese, they have... But this is also mentioned in the video. They have pronunciation problems.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
of their the native language Japanese.
Mm.
I think they miss some of the vowel sounds or
right
stuff.
Right.
So their English sounds very
yeah
kind of hard to distinguish.
Right. It's the same in Korea. It's like they say when they say fighting,
uh-huh.
like they say fighting or uh-huh. fighting. Or
like both becomes like boto.
Yeah. They don't have certain pronunciations.
I think is it the L and the R
and the F.
And the F, right.
Maybe like 24 out of 26 of the alphabet.
Yeah. So it makes it hard for people to understand.
Yeah.
But for Taiwanese, I think I think it's not that hard to recognize our English pronunciation for Taiwanese people.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's also one of the advantages that we have when we are speaking in English. So we do have the asset, we do have the reason to become more confident in our own English
abilities. Even if it's just a little bit, just a little bit more confident. That's right.
So this video by Stop Kidding Studio, it's interviewing two Americans
mm-hmm.
and their perspective of the English ability of Taiwanese people. And in the video, they're basically saying the same thing as we just discussed. They think Taiwanese people should be more confident. They feel very welcomed if you speak to them in English. And even you can just take it slow. Or if you really make mistakes, it doesn't really matter. All it matters is you're here, you're communicating with me, and you're trying to help me. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. So go to our website right now to check out the video. It's voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com/radio, and we will be back in just a few seconds. All right, you're listening to VidTalk, and this is the second half of the show where we teach you the English within this video. Once again, go to our website to find out more about this clip. It's voicetube.com/radio.
OK, 所以这个就是我们第二部分 VidTalk， 我们会教你影片里面的英文用法。今天我们一样呢，我们选了几句英文，我们会先让你听一下影片里面的例句，再来给你例句翻译之后呢，我跟 JR 会讨论一下这个英文的用法。
So today we got four sentences, and here's the first one.
That could be a thing that kind of like holds a lot of time when he's back to speaking the English.
所以这会让他们怕讲错，就会更不敢讲英文。
That could be a thing that kind of like holds a lot of Taiwanese back to speaking English.
所以这边我们要看的是 hold someone back to do something. Hold back, what does that mean? Hold back.
It means to stop, to refrain something right. from something. Yeah.
所以 hold 是握住嘛。Hold back 就是有点像是你可以想象那个动作往后拉的感觉、
right.
你不要去你不要去的感觉 So、mm-hmm. hold back 就是克制自己的意思、mm-hmm. 所以你可以说 hold back something For example、mm-hmm. you hold back your dog Hold back your tears maybe、mm-hmm. 所以你可以控制很多的东西就是、mm-hmm. 让他不要去做什么事情 Hold、mm-hmm. something back
Hold back your impulse
Right right、yeah. 然后你也可以说hold yourself back Hold、mm-hmm. oneself back
Yeah.
He held himself back.、Mm-hmm. 就是他自己阻止自己不要去做某一件事情、mm-hmm. right? He held himself back.
So here for an example, Ray couldn't hold back his tears after he's broke his arm.
Oh, when did I break my arm? Oh, right,
Didn't
right.
you last yeah, week? Yeah, yeah. Well, you didn't break your arm.
Yeah, I sprained my arm. Right?
Yeah, yeah.、Okay. Your wrist.
But I didn't cry, though.
Yeah, but just for the sake of okay, coming sure, up with sure, sure. an example.
所以呢，因为我之前去那个溜冰的时候稍微扭到了我的手，所以呢，这个主要的句子是Ray 不能够克制自己的眼泪 ，can hold back his tears. 然后当他扭到手的时候 ，but I didn't cry. Just for the record.
Yeah.
It's like Jared's like, yeah, sure,
yeah, sure,
sure yeah, yeah, right, yeah, right. yeah, whatever.
Okay, second sentence.
And I think a lot of the Taiwanese are very hard on themselves when it comes to English speaking because they feel maybe they've been learning it for so long that they should know it.
我觉得台湾人对自己的英文太严格了。
And I think a lot of Taiwanese are really hard on themselves when it comes to English speaking.
所以这边我们要看的是hard on themselves, hard on oneself.这个是什么意思? What does that mean?
It means to be harsh on yourself,、mm-hmm. to be too strict on yourself.
Right. 所以 hard 是硬嘛,坚硬。那 hard on someone, 这是一个片语用法。To be hard on someone, 就是对某个人很严格,或者是对某个人很苛求的意思。Mm-hmm. 那如果是 on yourself 的话, to be hard on yourself, 这个其实常常用。To be hard on yourself, to be hard on themselves. 这样子的话是对自己的 苛求,对自己的要求很高。
Mm-hmm.
所以这句话呢, I think a lot of Taiwanese are really hard on themselves. 就是台湾人对自己的要求很严格的意思。Mm-hmm. Really hard on themselves.
So here for an example, don't be hard on yourself when you make a mistake.
Alright, 所以就是呢不要对自己太严格。如果你犯错的话，不要对自己太严格。
Yeah, that's
right?
correct.
People make mistakes.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
For me, I can pick it up. I know exactly what they're saying.
对我来说，我可以猜出来。
For me, I can pick it up.、
Mm. So pick it up, what does that mean? Pick it up.
Pick it up, well, it means pick it up. in this way, it means to understand, to comprehend, or、right. so
to
that
guess,
you can guess.
Like,、
right.
yeah, to deduce.、
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, 的确、哦、这个片语有蛮多这个用法，蛮多意思的。Mm-hmm. 它有主要有三个意思、哦。Mm-hmm. 第一个就是我们刚刚讲的嘛，猜测出来，推测出来。
Mm-hmm. I can pick it up.
Pick it up, 猜测出来。
I can guess what you're trying to say.、Mm-hmm. I can pick it up.
好。第二个用法是比较物理性的，比较直接，就是我东西掉了啊，我要捡起来。
Mm-hmm.
就钱包掉了怎么办？把它捡起来。
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pick up something.、Mm-hmm. Pick up my wallet.、
Mm-hmm.
那也啊，这个还有，我突然又想到另外一个，也可以是接人的意思。
Like to pick somebody up.
Right. To pick someone up 的话就是接
Pick
接
人 the kids up at their, their kindergarten. Something
right. Pick、
like、
my daughter up from、mm-hmm. school 之类的。所以那最后一个呢是。Pick it up 也可以是学习的意思
To learn something、
Pick、
yeah.
something up 所以呢、I picked up、video editing I picked up、photography、
mm-hmm.
学习某个才能学习某件事情、mm-hmm.
Like me, JR I picked up my English when I grew up in the US
Right、
yeah.
学习起来把英文学习起来所以呢很多意思哦可以是什么可以是猜测出来推论出来可以是呢把东西捡起来、
right.
可以是接人家上下学的接人家、开车去接送、
mm-hmm.
然后也可以是学习的意思
Yeah
a lot of different meanings to pick something up.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very good phrase to keep in mind, actually. Mm-hmm. It's going to come in handy. Right. All right. Last sentence for today.
As long as there's some dialogue, there's some meaning associated with the conversation, I don't even think it matters.
只要我们能交谈，听得懂一些字，其他的根本不重要。
As long as there are some dialogue, there are some meaning associated with the conversation, I don't even think it matters.
所以呢，我们这边要看的是 it matters. It matters. What does that mean?
It's important.
It's important, right?、Yeah.所以 matter 呢，它在动词的话是有关系的，很重要的意思。所以 it matters 就是它是很重要的，它是有关系的。那在这句话里面的话呢，是它是说 I don't even think that matters, I don't even think it matters。所以它根本不觉得这是重要的事情，其他的根本不重要。所以呢，只要是可以交谈，只要是有一些意义的对话的话呢，其他的比如说文法啊，或者是你的发音啊，你的速度啊，这些对他们来说是不重要的。
So here for an example, it does matter. It does matter to us that you listen to our show.
Oh, yeah, right.
It makes a big difference.
所以呢，对我们来说呢，其实听 VidTalk。这件事情对我们来说是很重要的。
我们很关心你们有没有在收听。That's right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, those are the four sentences for you. And once again, go to our website to find out more, voicetube.com/radio. And now, we are going to go to our challenge of the week. So what's our challenge for this week, Ray?
Okay, 我们每一个礼拜都会给大家一个翻译挑战。那我们同样的呢，今天我们从我们这四个用法里面我们挑了一个。我们希望呢，你要用 hard on oneself。Hard on oneself 的这个用法，那我们要翻译的句子是：不要太自责，这件事不是你的错。不要太自责，这件事不是你的错。用 hard on oneself， 你要怎么翻译呢？到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 就可以参加我们的翻译挑战。
That is correct. Okay, so let's go to our challenge from last week.
Okay.
We got a lot of responses in,、and this is from Joyce.
What
was the question from last week?
Okay, question from last week. 我们上一个礼拜的挑战是，你要翻译的句子，收听 VidTalk 赢得大奖。It's quite a simple sentence, so a lot of people responded. 很多的很多人都写了差不多的答案，这样子。对，那大部分的人都写对了，这样。
Okay.
所以说我们今天选的是 Joyce 她所写的句子。
Joyce, she says, tune into VidTalk and win great prizes.
Right,
that's
right.
Correct.
Only that there are no prizes for you to win.
Sorry, Joyce. Sorry, Joyce, but thank you for listening to the show anyways.
Thank you for participating in our challenge.
All right, so once again, go to our website and join the challenge for this week.And we'll be talking about it next Monday. And also vote for the video that we're going to be talking about next Monday. Do that right now on our website.
所以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以呢回应我们的翻译挑战。如果你回应的话，就会像 Joyce 一样，有可能在我们下一次的 VidTalk 里面呢会听到自己的翻译、自己的挑战回应。那也是呢可以。在我们的网站上面投票，我们下一次就要跟我要讨论哪一个影片。
And that's about it for today on the show. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you next Monday. I keep saying Tuesday, but it's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. on VidTalk. I'm JR.
And I'm Ray.
And you can find us both on our Facebooks. Yours is?
Ray Do English.
On Liansu. And mine is JR Lee Radio. J-R-L-E-E Radio. Thank you very much. See you guys next week.
See you guys. Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供，想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。